Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So in the news, you've been hearing a lot about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. This is one that I was kind of excited about because it's a single-shot dose. That's it, just one dose, and you should hopefully be vaccinated. And when the preliminary data came out last week, it confused many people because every headline was different. The vaccine is 66% effective. The vaccine is 72% effective. Vaccine is 85% effective. I think a suit came out and said, we are 100% effective against people dying. So when you start hearing 66, 72, 85, which is it? So there's some, shall we say, little definitions here and variances that to me mean it's a good shot. It might not be as efficacious as the Pfizer and Moderna, who are touting 95% and 94.5% efficacy. But where these numbers come from is 66%, that 66% efficacy rate was how they globally handled, and I believe also, how they globally handled all the variants. With everything currently going on globally, it's about 66% effective. Now, some of you will say, well, that's a D. No, because remember, according to, when we look at our flu shots, a 66% effective flu shot in a single year is dang good. So 66% globally with all these new variants, that's not bad. In America, which is what we care about because we're in America, it was 72% effective. So 72% effective, what makes that to me more defining where I find that to be more relevant is we've had the UK strain, we've had some new California strains, the Columbus, Ohio strain, the Texas strain, we now have the Brazilian strain, the South African strain. Maybe the South African and the Brazilian strain aren't as prevalent, but if the Johnson & Johnson vaccine that started their clinical trials started a little later than Pfizer and Moderna, look 72% effective, that's pretty darn good. So then what's the 85% number? Well, the 85% number is looking at death and severe hospitalization and death rate. So if people who took their vaccine ended up getting COVID, it was 72% effective at preventing moderate to severe COVID, but it was 85% effective at preventing these people from being so severe they needed the hospitalization or dying. So that's why there's the differences, because when you look at everybody that got COVID who were vaccinated, well, how bad did they get COVID? Was it just a, I'm good, or did they end up in the hospital? So if you're telling me that this shot has an 85% chance of keeping you out of the hospital or dying, that's darn good. Now, one of you had asked me this weekend about the two-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine. What's going on there? So the reason why we don't have two shots yet, they're working on it, is they found that the reactogenicity or the ability to prompt an immune response seemed to do better with the one shot than two. So they're going with that. They're asking for FDA approval. The FDA is going to be taking a couple weeks, maybe 3 weeks altogether. People asking, why does it take so long? Because there's a lot of data. Right, they're not going to rush it. Okay. They took about 2-3 weeks with Moderna and Pfizer. The second shot clinical trials are still underway. They are looking to see if they need to do that. Most places don't want two shots. They're hoping that Johnson & Johnson will be fine enough with just the one shot. But they are studying the two shots. We probably won't receive that data till later in 2021. Which means if the FDA approves this at the end of February, then we'll have another one shot. And we talked about what the difference is. The difference is they use a vector to carry the genetic material as opposed to the mRNA and the Moderna use a little lipid liposome thing that helps carry in the mRNA into the cell. The Johnson & Johnson uses an adenovirus. The AstraZeneca uses a chimpanzee adenovirus. So it's a virus that has been modified to not replicate. So you will not get sick with the adenovirus. And it's a modified virus that will bring the, because it still has to be alive, it will bring and get absorbed by the muscle cell. It'll have DNA. That DNA will tell our DNA to make a little mRNA, and then that mRNA will tell us to make spike proteins. So it's, you know, pretty intricate, pretty complex, but, you know, why would it be less efficacious? Well, it could be that maybe the DNA doesn't get to the cell. Maybe the adenovirus doesn't move as quickly as we need it to. Maybe something happens to the adenovirus and it gets destroyed before the DNA can come in. Maybe it's because there's that extra step, whereas Pfizer and Moderna just give the mRNA ready to make the instructions. The Johnson & Johnson and then the AstraZeneca vaccine, it has to take a while to have the DNA make the mRNA and then the mRNA works. So I think that's why there's a delay. So when it comes to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, this is going to also, I need to tell you, be advantageous because it could stay in a refrigerator for months. With Moderna, it could only be in a refrigerator for 30 days. With Pfizer, it could only be in a refrigerator for 5. We believe that it could be in a refrigerator, I believe, for 3 months. It could be stored in a freezer for 2 years. It's a little sturdier. Because it's not mRNA, per se, it's an adenovirus that has the DNA in it, it's sturdier and can withstand a lot of temperatures. So if you could have something at 36 to 46 degree Fahrenheit, and it could be fine, right? That's similar to flu shots. You could easily ship this all over the United States. You don't have to panic. We'll have less waste in terms of, oh, you know, we had to throw these out because the shots are no good. So the Johnson & Johnson shot will probably make a huge splash in our vaccine rollout because it allows flexibility, not only with the dosing, so you don't have to have multiple dosings. Also could then prevent side effects because you don't have to have the second dose. And then, of course, the flexibility with the cold. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day. and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Yes, Marcus said energy drinks can give you reflux. Yes, we talked about that about an hour ago, how you could get reflux, so you want to come back on the energy drinks. Good one. Caffeine. We brought up caffeine. So, yep, energy drinks count. Very good. Thank you. Keep it up, people. You guys are good. See? It's like we're all in medicine, right? You know, who needs to go to medical school for all these years? Which, by the way, is something we're going to have to talk about, too, because I think they want to make medical school shorter so we get more doctors quicker. That's another thing we need to debate. You know, do we really need to be in the classroom for so many years? It took me 11 years to become a doctor. And that was one of the, quickest paths. So, we'll talk about that. So, the next thing we need to talk about is these innovative zones or these smart cities. So, I live in Nevada. And this isn't a new idea. Apparently, there's a concept of a company buying a huge amount of land. They buy this huge amount of land, and then they create almost like a mini city. They bring in tech, they bring in jobs, they bring in research, innovation. But in order to do that, in order to entertain or to incite or incentivize, there's this, shall we say, path that they could take where they could begin to self-govern. They can impose taxes, create their own school district, be able to hold their own elections. Now, for those people that don't like where they're living and, you know, find this idea fantastic, they'll be like, heck yeah, right? You know, if we could vote and have our vote count and be our own little county, that's exciting. I just don't know how logistically that happens. But apparently something like this is now moving forward in Northern Nevada. So Northern Nevada is not as populous, shall we say, as Southern Nevada. Southern Nevada has Las Vegas, we have Henderson, we have Pahrump, we have Beatty. Then you kind of start going mid, you got Tonopah. There's tons of other cities, of course, Sandy Valley, things like that. But in Northern Nevada, you have the Reno Tahoe area, which is absolutely gorgeous. You got Elko, you got Ely, of course, you got Carson City. But there's, I believe, 9 miles from city center in Reno, Nevada, there was, I believe, 67,000 acres that got bought up a couple of years ago by a company called Blockchain. And Blockchain is working, from what I understand, with our governor, Governor Sisolak, to make it an innovative zone. And there's draft language you guys might want to look at. Some of you might think it's a great idea. Some of you may be like, what the heck is this? And it's kind of long and drawn out. But from what I'm understanding, all right, that the proposal by Blockchains is that create autonomous districts that function as a county within a county. They'll take over responsibilities of tax collection. This is according to the Nevada Independent. K-12 education and other services normally provided by county governments. The zones could only be created by a private developer who owns more than 50,000 acres of land, and they promise to invest up to $1 billion in the zone. They agree to levy an industry-specific tax on innovative technology. And so one of the largest industrial parks in the world, I believe, is this Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. And Blockchain bought land there a couple years ago. And from what we understand, this might start to happen by next year. I'm looking at pictures of what, you know, the futuristic pictures. It looks shiny. It looks pretty. I'm just a little concerned. So do they also have their own army? I mean, do they have their own, you know, I mean, how do they do the power? I mean, that's kind of incredible. I mean, if you don't like where you're living, this could be fantastic. So they say the plan would bring huge jobs. I believe they say 1 out of 50 working Nevadans would be a part of this. I just get a little nervous. For me, I'm getting the heebie-jeebies because it just seems to be too powerful, this big entity, you know, and then how much vote do they get overall? I don't know. Tell me. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. People have been telling me this has been done before and it's failed. I just don't see how logistically you could have your own county within a county and it be on paper going, yeah, you're autonomous. But then when things don't go the county's way, the county gets involved. I just don't see that. Government likes to control. That's just what they do. Government, you know, they need to be. And when they be all up in your business. So if any of you have any scoop on this, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I guess there's a transition where the innovation zone, right, has to create a tax, has to create a zone. Then if approved by the state, they will be given authorities typically granted to local governmental bodies like county commission, municipality. It'll be led by a 3-member board of supervisors, all appointed by the governor, though 2 must be appointed from a list of 5 applicants provided by the innovation zone. So I'm not sure if that allows more bipartisanship. Then, none can have a pecuniary interest in the applicant or the commitment in a private capacity to the interest. So I guess I have to be objective. Then, there's this draft bill, and a smart city would inform the actual county where it's located, when it is prepared to assume basic service responsibilities like police, fire, wastewater treatment, healthcare, a judicial system, and education. Officials in the existing county will retain their authority and provide services to the innovation zone until the zone elects to assume the responsibility. So people in the innovation zone goes, nah, we don't want to do this. We'll use your cops. We'll use your judges. But they get to take on their own. They'll get to take on. See, part of it sounds too good to be true. And then part of it sounds like, okay, this could be something that could go bad very quickly. Once the transition is complete, the innovation zone is no longer subject to county ordinances. The proposed bill language specifies that any references to county and Nevada law would also include Carson City and the zone. Residents would vote in the surrounding county until there are at least 100 eligible voters. Then they would vote in elections organized by the zone. Every other year, the zone must provide to the legislator a report that estimates the progress and investment in the zone and includes a description of the use of the innovative technology in the zone and how the innovative technology is being advanced in the zone. Do you guys get this? So you're in the zone. So basically, you have to look like you're doing something. It has to look like you're making something. What if you fail? What if some of your innovations fail? Do they pull the plug? Do you get to open up a brothel? Do you get to vote for prostitution and then be able to have a brothel? You know what? I'm trying to see, what is the advantage of allowing there to be more counties? But then again, if it's kind of appointed by the governor, I guess it could be, I don't know. Now, then, on top of this is where I'm confused. It's based on cryptocurrency. Okay, this doesn't sound like real dollars. Blockchain's proposed industry-specific tax through innovations that would be based on transactions using stablecoin. It's a kind of cryptocurrency that aims to achieve price stability by being backed by a reserve asset. It could be pegged to a currency like the dollar or something like gold, and blockchain's envisions creating its own kind of stablecoin to serve Painted Rock and eventually the world. Isn't Bitcoin and cryptocurrency volatile? So I'm not sure what's going on. There's a draft language of the bill. This was written by the Nevada Independent. I believe the Review Journal also reported on it. I don't know if they have a link to the bill, but I hyperlinked those links so you could go to those sites so you could look at this. So I'm not sure what that means. You know, I like the idea of, you know, power to the states. I think a state knows what they want and what they need. I think a city knows what they want and what they need. And, you know, if you do have a community of thousands of people and they have a school within that, their district, I do like the idea of they're having more control over the school. And, you know, on one end, it sounds like it makes sense, but on the other end, something just doesn't seem right. I don't know what it is. And maybe it's because I'm old school. Maybe it's because I haven't really trusted cryptocurrency yet. Maybe it's because I just haven't trusted the concept of, you know what, we're going to let you be autonomous and then no. I just don't know. So I want to hear from you guys. What do these innovation zones mean? Have they been around in California and Utah, and how did they fare? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Because some of you in Nevada said, what the heck was this? And I didn't really know much about it until yesterday. 1-877-DOC-DALI, I'm going.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 485.
5542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A path to protection is being built as quickly as possible in the ongoing battle against the coronavirus.
In skilled nursing facilities that have had at least one vaccination clinic, an estimated median of almost 80% of residents have received at least one dose of vaccine.
That's how Andy Slavitt opened a White House briefing on the outbreak, Slavitt urging Americans to wear face masks and practice safe social distancing while waiting for vaccines. As former President Donald Trump's Tuesday impeachment trial approaches, there's a growing body of evidence and criminal complaints and affidavits that the January 6th Capitol breach had been pre-planned, undercutting the allegation leveled against Trump that he is guilty of incitement to insurrection. A number of affidavits filed against the accused participants in the Capitol breach show evidence of pre-planning. USA Radio News. President Biden is reportedly giving up a hike to the federal minimum wage in the COVID-19 relief bill on the concern that it might doom the bill's chances at passage.
I put it in, but I don't think it's going to survive. I'm prepared, as President of the United States, on a separate negotiation on minimum wage to work my way up from what it is now.
Biden speaking there on CBS News. Senator Bernie Sanders says, though he won't support the bill without a hike in the minimum wage. Texas Congressman Ron Wright is dead after battling cancer and testing positive for COVID-19. Wright's family confirmed the congressman passed away Sunday evening. The 67-year-old Republican was hospitalized in September due to complications with his cancer treatment and tested positive for coronavirus a few weeks ago. Wright was first elected to his seat during the 2018 midterm election and won re-election last November. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So former Secretary of State George Shultz died yesterday at the age of 100. Former cabinet member and advisor to President Nixon and former Secretary of State to President Ronald Reagan died at his home on campus at Stanford University, California. No cause release yet. Now, he had worked with multiple administrations, I believe even with Eisenhower. But within the Nixon administration, he served as the Secretary of the Department of Labor, Secretary of the Department of Treasury, and Director of the newly formed Office of Management and Budget, which was created in 1970. I think it's one of the largest departments within the executive branch. And he had graduated Princeton University in 1942 with a degree in economics. Then he served in the Marines in the Pacific Theater during World War II. He achieved the rank of captain. He had received multiple accolades throughout his career, including the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1989. Was very integral in the, ending of the Cold War. And so, he left us at the age of 100. Pretty shocking that, phenomenal that he could live till 100. Many people had no idea that he was still alive. And so it was, pretty remarkable when I, read his biography. Very, very, highly respected and just gifted man. Rest in peace. Texas Governor Representative Ron Wright has died of COVID, becoming the first member of Congress to die of the virus. He was 67 years old when he died yesterday. He had been battling lung cancer and had been hospitalized in September for complications of the disease. Back on January 21, it was announced that he had tested positive for the virus. Both he and his wife, Susan, had been hospitalized for COVID-19. His wife was at his side when he died. At least 64 lawmakers have tested positive for COVID-19. Representative-elect Luke Letlow died from the virus in December, days before he was supposed to be sworn in. So from what we understand, he died peacefully yesterday. And, people are asking, where are we in terms of COVID treatment? We've done leaps and bounds when it came to vaccine. We have Regeneron and we have other monoclonal antibodies that have shown efficacy. There's still debate on hydroxychloroquine, but we're hearing that in some circles that's being used as well. So, how could we this late into the pandemic still be losing people? Well, that's why the, hype isn't going to go away. Trust me. I have been trying to calm people down this whole time. I've been trying to be honest up front, saying, look, guys, I don't think we need to close down the whole world, close down the whole economy, but it is a deadly virus, and I still stand by that. It's a deadly virus. I just don't think we have to close down the whole economy and have to go into a depression, a economic depression. I think we could have done it differently. But I still stand by the fact it's deadly. And so for somebody who has weakened lungs, such as lung cancer, or somebody who could be diabetic or have heart disease, it could be the complications of COVID that are keeping them in the hospital that long or making them turn, that vicious corner. When somebody gets blood clots from COVID, that, sometimes treating the blood clots or treating the heart disease or treating the stroke takes, sometimes more time, more effort than COVID. So what I think the American public needs is a breakdown of all the deaths we're being told, the 450,000 Americans who have died. What they need a breakdown is how many of it was COVID coming in, causing the cytokine storm to the lungs? Because it sounds like hospitals are making great headway slowing down and preventing the cytokine storm. But if we're having a huge number get clots, well, then maybe we need to do anticoagulants, a little different. If many of them are dying because of stroke, if many of them are dying because they go into respiratory failure. So these are things that need some transparency because, we need people kind of open-minded and open to the CDC guidelines and open to the public official recommendations. There's been a lot of memes and jokes. And I see the humor in it. With Fauci bringing up the double masks. There's a meme, with Fauci having just the whole box on his face. Just use the whole box. And, some people are starting to really just kind of joke about it. And if they don't understand what it is that's causing most of the mortality, they're going to just start going with the memes. I forget if this was in Tennessee, where police officers had to step in and ask people to stop putting signs next to roadkill because I believe there was a deer, there was some roadkill on the side of the road, and people put signs up saying that they died of, that the animals had died of COVID-19. And then I guess police, stepped in saying, can you please not put signs next to the dead animals? Just contact authorities so we can remove the dead animals. But that's the thing. It's this growing theme that everything is a COVID-19 death. But I want to know who in my family's at risk. Is it somebody who, has a history of stroke? Is it somebody who has a history of diabetes? We were told this whole time it's all of you. Just everybody's at risk. But when you say that, it starts to, people lose it. They need to be given directions. You know, it's funny with parenting. We've talked about this. When I have two boys. So when they were younger, I was taught, I read a book saying, don't say bad boy and don't just tell them no. You have to, I still do that. I'm like, bad boys, right? Did you eat any vegetables? No, mom. Bad boys. So, you know, that doesn't help. What you need to do is you need to give a positive. I'm not saying be positive. Trust me, I'm going to rip them a new one. I'm not going to, you know, raise them to be weenies. But rather than say no, don't touch that, you redirect them on what they can touch. So, for example, if the kid wants to help you cook and they start to reach for something, you could say no, but instruct them, you reach for this instead. There can't be a negative. There can't be a vacuum. If they want to help out and, you know, then, okay, you touch the knob. You don't touch the grill. You don't, you know, I'll use the spoon. Don't use the knife. So if you're going to grab something, you go and grab the spoon. You train them. It's a training. Say, no, don't do this. No, don't do this. People just stand and they're like, what do we do? Well, same thing with COVID. You know, I diagnosed a couple people with upper respiratory infection, possibly could be COVID, told them to get tested. So it's still out there. I still got multiple calls this weekend for COVID-like illness, but they want to be told what to do. So you give them things to do. I'm not busy work, but being told, well, you know, there's nothing you can do, just hope and pray. You know, even praying, I tell people to pray. And I'm like, look, you know, make sure you're getting sleep. Make sure you're isolating. Make sure you're cleaning. Make sure you're getting a good balanced diet. If you're low on vitamin D, make sure you're supplementing on that. You know, if your diet has been lacking, you might need vitamin Z, you might need vitamin C. You contact your doctor if this starts to happen. But give direction. There has to be direction. So when we hear, well, yeah, it's just going to kill you, so just do as we say, that doesn't work. Have you ever had a child where you told them to do something and they didn't? And then you're like, well, why? Why didn't you listen to me? Because it didn't intrigue them. Maybe they don't respect you. Maybe they weren't convinced. You need to convince people. I mean, you saw what happened with Super Bowl yesterday. People lost their minds. Didn't see masks. We saw partying, twerking, all sorts of stuff. All right? Because, you know, yes, the CDC has given us guidance on how to celebrate the Super Bowl. That guidance was lack. I get what they were doing. They were playing it safe, but a lot of people didn't stomp. The Star Spangled Banner, I was like, woo! And then I realized, I said, woo, shouldn't have done that because we're only supposed to stomp our feet or clap according to the CDC. So that's it. You just have to direct people. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. Taking your calls and your questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So how many of you are on Ritalin, Adderall, Concerta for attention deficit hyperactivity? How many of you have drunk alcohol while you were taking Adderall, Ritalin, Concerta, any of these medications for ADHD? Now, the majority of you will say no. No, you don't mix the two. Are you sure? If you take your medicine in the morning and then you're having drinks at night, if you drank during the Super Bowl and you're on ADHD meds, yeah, you did technically mix the two. And I bring that up because Coach Reed, Andy Reed's son, Britt Reed, who is also, I believe, his offensive lineman coach, was in a car accident on Thursday. I believe his truck hit two other cars on the 435 interstate. I think it was on the on-ramp. And unfortunately, two children were injured pretty badly, one critically. A five-year-old is in the hospital currently. And they said he admitted to having some alcohol, allegedly, and he currently is taking medications for attention deficit. I believe he takes Adderall. So they say what happened is the crash happened shortly after 9 p.m. on southbound Interstate 435 near Eastwood Traffic Way, which is one exit south of the Chiefs practice facility at the Truman Sports Complex. I think I've been on the 435. That's that big, long highway you take from the freeway, KCI, to get to the city, and you're on it for a long time. It's a nice road. I've been on it when it was icy. I love Kansas City, but it's a long road, and people speed on that pretty good. Anyway, according to Kansas City, Missouri police, a Chevrolet Impala that had run out of gas was sitting on the entrance ramp from Stadium Drive I-435. Driver had called family for help. The family arrived at a Chevy Traverse that parked in front of the disabled car. While attempting to get a vehicle running again, a white Dodge Ram Laramie Sport pickup truck traveling on the entrance ramp, which Britt Reed admitted he was driving, according to search warrant, struck the front of the Impala. The driver of the stranded vehicle was inside the car at the time, wasn't injured, but the Ram truck continued forward, struck the rear of the Traverse, and a five-year-old child in the back seat suffered life-threatening injuries. A four-year-old in the back seat suffered non-life-threatening injuries. So you know how we keep telling people stay in the car, it's safer, stay in the car, it's safer. If the kids were out of the car, there's a chance they could have been killed. You know, so it's tragic. It's just so tragic. So I don't know what the status is of the little kid. I don't know if Britt Reed is facing any charges or not. If he wasn't under the influence and his blood alcohol level was fine, he wouldn't. But there have been states looking at the mixture of drugs and alcohol, or being on a medication that could impair your driving. I forget if it was New Hampshire. Remember one of the states was looking at Benadryl and antihistamines and things like that? I need to double check if those are still within the law. But you could be, quote unquote, impaired because of a medication you're on. Then you have a beer or two, and you don't believe your blood alcohol level is affected, and you could be impaired because the medicines mix. So these attention deficit hyperactivity medications, well, first, what is attention deficit hyperactivity? So you have the ADHD combined, you could have the inattentiveness, and you could have the hyperactivity. So inattentiveness, you have to have six or more symptoms, and it had to span at least 6 months. So what are some of the symptoms? Now, these are for children up to 16 years of age, right? Five or more symptoms for adolescents. So you fail to give close attention to details or make careless mistakes in your schoolwork, work, or other activities. Now, how many of us forget our keys, make mistakes? All right, so some of us may qualify. Often has trouble holding attention on tasks or play activities. If you have trouble listening to my show, that could be a sign. Often does not seem to listen when spoken to directly. Yeah, because your mind's on something else. Often does not follow through on instructions and fails to finish homework, chores, duties in the workplace. Has trouble organizing tasks. Avoid dislikes as reluctant to do tasks that require mental effort over a long period of time, like schoolwork or homework. Loses things necessary for tasks, like their school materials, pencils, books, tools, wallet, keys, paperwork, glasses, telephones, is easily distracted, and is forgetful in daily activities. Now, mind you, remember I told you we're making ourselves more attention deficit because of our cell phone. How many of us remember a phone number of a friend? Nope, it's in our phones. And then when you can't find your phone, you start to get distracted. We'll get distracted because of social media. We get these pop-ups. So we're starting to create some of this, which is why I think more of us are diagnosed. Then your hyperactivity and impulsivity, you have to have six of the following: fidgeting or tapping hands or feet and squirming in the seats. I squirm because I want to, you know, I don't want to sit there and Kegel the whole time, but I want to keep my muscles moving because I want to burn some calories. Leave seat in situations when remaining seated is expected. Runs about or climbs in situations where not appropriate. Adults might feel restless. They can't really play, you know, or take part in leisure activities quietly. Yeah, I'm not very quiet. When I play Oculus, I am yelling and screaming. When I play Candy Crush, I yell and scream. Often on the go, they look like they're driven by a motor. They talk excessively. Okay, so that's not me. I'm good. often blurts out an answer before a question was completed. Okay, that was me. Has trouble waiting to turn me. Often interrupts and treats others. Me. Okay. So these are, you know, symptoms. And you know, you could have a combined presentation. You could be predominantly inattentive, predominantly hyperactive. In adults, though, it could be they just can't concentrate. They can't get through a task. Now, it could be because you don't like your job. I can't tell you how many times people came to me saying, I think I need attention deficit medication because, you know, I'm doing poorly at work. And I go, what's your job? And they tell me. I go, do you like your job? They go, no, I hate it. Have you ever had a job you liked? Yeah, when I waited tables. How did you do? I crushed it. So if you're doing a job that you like, you know, do you really have to medicate to get through? So I do believe we have a certain proportion of the population on medicine when they don't need to be. On the flip side, these medications do help. How do they work? Well, many of them prevent the receptors from picking up the norepinephrine and dopamine. Norepinephrine is like adrenaline, similar to that. And so you don't use it up as quickly, so it stays in your system. And it stimulants seem to keep you more awake. They keep you more focused. And they keep you sometimes more directed, and they help you get through, and they prevent that I'm going to think off to the side. And that could be the norepinephrine. It could be the dopamine. Some people just feel better on these medications. But if you mix it with alcohol, you're mixing a stimulant with a depressant. So sometimes somebody could be on a stimulant and not realize they drank too much. Same thing with caffeine. Don't be mixing Red Bull in your alcohol, because then you're awake going, oh, yeah, I can have another two. Meanwhile, your blood alcohol level is rising. And then, you know, these medications, that's what they are. They're medications. And they act on the brain, and alcohol acts on the brain. And your brain doesn't realize that there's two separate entities and will give each one their shot. It's a soup. And I don't think brains react well. So I think collectively or concomitantly, when you put the two together, I think it could cause more impairment than each one individually. So somebody could say, look, I just had one drink, you know, or I just took my Adderall. It doesn't matter. Combined, it could exaggerate some of the side effects. So just keep in mind, if you do take medications, whether they're antihistamines, whether it's blood pressure medication, whether it's cholesterol medication, whether it's attention deficit medication, whether it's antidepressants, whether it's muscle relaxants, whether it's pain pills, you add alcohol to the mix, that could be really dangerous. It could also put you as an impaired driver. And a DUI is driving under the influence. It doesn't necessarily have to be beer or wine. You could be under the influence of pharmaceuticals. And now you have a DUI and you're explaining, no, I didn't drink a lot of alcohol. I had Adderall on board or an antidepressant on board. You see? So just watch what you put in your body and make sure you avoid alcohol with it. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.